Welcome to Take 5 with the Joint Commission, a series of casual conversations on topics of interest to the healthcare community. I'm your host, Gideon Howell. Healthcare organizations that achieve accreditation through a Joint Commission deemed status survey are recognized as meeting Medicare and Medicaid requirements. The deemed status option for home care and hospice offers many other advantages that can drastically improve an organization's patient care. Margarita Lapson, Executive Director of the Home Care Accreditation Program for the Joint Commission, joins me today to discuss more about the deemed status survey process. Thank you, Margarita, for joining me.
My pleasure.
Margarita, how does a deemed status survey differ from a regular Joint Commission survey?
That's a great question. In the case of a deemed status survey, there is a declared interest to be able to use the Joint Commission's accreditation process to substantiate to CMS, Medicare, that this organization not only meets all of the required standards of the Joint Commission, but also is in full and complete compliance with the conditions of participation and the standards underneath those conditions of participation for either a home health agency or a hospice that is seeking to do Medicare services.
So what are some of the advantages of obtaining deemed status through the Joint Commission?
Clearly, one of the most compelling reasons why organizations will choose to have a deemed status survey in lieu of waiting for the state to come out and do that is it reduces the number of redundant surveys. Now, to be clear, this does not mean that the state will never come back to survey an organization, because many states have home health licensure law. So in that instance, the state will always retain the right to come out and survey a home health agency or a hospice agency to ensure compliance with their particular state law. However, when an organization declares through the use of their 855 that they want to seek deemed status with the Joint Commission, CMS is notified that in this instance, the organization has selected the Joint Commission to be their accreditor, and so it becomes the responsibility of the Joint Commission to communicate with CMS to show the evidence that that organization is in full and complete compliance with the conditions of participation and the standards underneath that. Again, and to be clear, while the Joint Commission recommends certification, it should always be realized that only CMS retains the right to authorize organization as certified under CMS.
Is there a minimum number of patients an organization needs to have in order to be eligible for a deemed status survey to even be conducted?
Yeah, there is. And actually, it depends on whether or not they are seeking deemed status for home health or deemed status for hospice. That's actually written into the HIM 11, which is the manual that outlines that process. On behalf of hospice and home health organizations, you want to be a Medicare certified home health agency. You must take a minimum of 10 patients under service, and you must maintain an active patient census of 7 or more. Those patients receiving service must be receiving skilled services. So these aren't patients that can just be receiving home health aid services. They must be seen by a nurse or a therapist, and they must be under an active plan of treatment. If you are a hospice and you are looking to become a Medicare certified hospice through the use of a deemed status accreditation with the Joint Commission, you have to have taken a minimum of 5 patients under care, and you must maintain an active census of 3 or more alive patients throughout that course of time that you're waiting for your on-site survey. And while we're talking about hospice, it goes without saying we can't ever predict at what moment in time that individual will choose to complete their life's journey and transition. So it's always a good idea to have an extra patient available.
Can you please share some tips to help organizations prepare for and ultimately have a successful survey?
There's a lot of misconceptions out there, and the one way that you can avoid those is by really understanding what the regulations say. One of the things that we would always suggest you do is really optimize the use of the comprehensive manual that we provide to you electronically. What we ask you to do is the first thing that you should read in that manual is how to use this manual. Because all through our standards manual, there are icons that tell you, is this a direct risk to patient safety? Is there a link to CMS? Does this cross over directly to a condition of participation? Another clue to let you know that there's a direct correlation between that element of performance or standard and CMS's conditions of participation or standard is you'll see the term for organizations using the Joint Commission accreditation for deemed status purposes. That immediately signals you that there's a direct correlation there between that element of performance and the conditions of participation. The next thing you should do is thoroughly familiarize yourselves with the CMS.gov website, especially as it pertains to whatever area you're practicing in. So many times organizations seek accreditation, but they really haven't understood the underlying tenets of the federal regulations governing the deemed status program. And that's so important. If you understand those regulations, you're going to be much better prepared to really take and leverage the standards of the Joint Commission so that you get robust processes that are operationalized and in place and working to, first of all, ensure your compliance with law and regulation, and second of all, engage your staff.
What resources are available for organizations to obtain?
I would say the greatest receptacle of those resources would be on our websites, www.jointcommission.org. And if you go under accreditation, select home care, you will be able to launch to different links at the federal government level. You'll also be able to look into our different transitions of care portal, which will help you with things such as when you are discharging patients back and forth to the hospital, which is unfortunately what happens sometimes. It also takes you to the blogs. It has a wealth of information.
Margarita, thank you for your insightful information on home health and hospice deemed status. And thank you for listening. This has been Take 5 with the Joint Commission, a series of conversations on healthcare topics of interest to you. I'm Gideon Howell. Join us next time